The Holy Gospel for this day is recorded in Luke, the 12th chapter. And Jesus speaks, "Have no fear, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So sell your possessions and give them all to the poor. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth can destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what time hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. So our kids and many kids from our community were blessed this past week by hearing Joseph's rags to riches story, right? And his coming to realize it wasn't even so much his doing as it was God's. How God had taken care of him through some terrible experiences, from being sold into slavery by his brothers, at one point getting unjustly thrown into prison. And in those experiences, he ends up discovering the treasure of God's love, God's providing, God's abundance. The treasure that, for instance, led Joseph to one of the most powerful breakthroughs in the entire Bible with forgiveness. You know, here he was, Joseph and his brothers, who had done him wrong. They show up in Egypt starving, right? And some things go on, and ultimately they reconcile with one another. The image is that they're weeping on each other's shoulders as they forgive one another. And this famous line by Joseph at the end of Genesis, when the father, Jacob, has died, and the brothers are starting to worry whether Joseph has really forgiven them, if it was just an act for dad. And so he says this to them, "Do not fear. For the things you did, you intended for evil, but God intended it for good." Whoa. Talk about a breakthrough, huh? A moment of clarity where things are seen as they really are, in the reality of God's reign, God's kingdom. And what leads people to radical turning points in their life like that? Kind of like from, you know, this to this these days, huh? You know? Well, or people like Abraham and Sarah that we heard about in our first reading and second reading, old folks who get pregnant, or like Noah and all the other late greats we hear about in the book of Hebrews today. And then, you know, sometimes it just happens, you know, you get surprised by God's grace. And that you didn't even know it was there. And it's just there. The goodness of God breaks in and allows you to see something from a different angle than you'd ever seen it before, you know? That's a breaking through of the kingdom, the transformation moments. Sometimes, you know, I think more often it's some kind of a challenge you're facing, or some life crisis where it can leave you more open to God's way of doing things and God's kingdom. Kind of like Martin Luther, you know, how he experienced God's grace in such a radical way. He said, "All I want the rest of my life is more and more and more of God's grace." So much so that he got himself into risky situations. And, you know, at the point where he was afraid he was going to be executed by the Pope, remember that? He writes this famous hymn, "The Mighty Fortress is Our God." And listen to these words. "Were they to take our house, our goods, our honor, our child, our spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever." Huh? That's one of those clarity moments where it is revealed to us the truth, the way through the king, the other world that's in this world, the kingdom in this world. You know, one function of music, like we've experienced this weekend, Vacation Bible School with Dana Patra and others, is it's something that sometimes offers us that glimpse into that other world, the eternal, and flicks on a switch in our brain. Oh, wow. Or sometimes art, like this, allowing, like this incredible stuff that allowed us this week to experience life from Joseph's breakthrough experience, huh? But then you notice something in this whole set? The most important symbol stands above all of this still, the cross, the sign of the ultimate breakthrough of God's kingdom into this world, the self-sacrificing love of God in Jesus Christ for us. Wow. Now, most of those moments of breakthrough, I suppose you'd say, breaking in our more mundane situations. Like, for instance, I have to admit, when left to my own device, I'm a hoarder. That's terrible, but I have to admit it. You know, I even had a shirt that was 30 years old that years back when we lived in Milwaukee, Emily kept trying to throw it in the garbage and I'd go rescue it all the time, you know. When finally, you know, we were getting ready to move to Texas and something happened, one of those breakthrough moments for me happened. It was about letting go of all the past and all the past stuff that represented it and moving on to something new, you know, and it was worth it. I came to realize there was nothing so incredible as what God had in mind for us in Texas. Really, it's so interesting. So much so that we ended up giving away half of all of our stuff. Can you imagine that? Half of it. In fact, I felt so free that after years of saving all of my high school notes, my college notes and seminary notes that I hadn't looked at for years, stored in boxes in the basement, I threw them all away along with that old ragged shirt, you know. And Emily's never admitted this, but when she saw that old shirt in mine in the garbage, I could swear I heard her humming the Alleluia chorus. Well, when you have one of those breakthrough experiences, it's like that, isn't it? You see with a new clarity something. You go, wow, I never saw it that way before. And what seemed really important to you before isn't really that important after all. It's like you're seeing through this mundane experience of this world into another world, an eternal world. We call it Kingdom of the Heavens. And it's always, always around us and always here, right? But we just miss it a lot of the time, which is why Jesus says, keep alert. In these breakthrough moments, it might just dawn on you, and you might really believe this. Have no fear, little flock. Have no fear, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So guess what? What the heck? Sell all your possessions. Give it all to the poor. In fact, while you're at it, sell your pride. Sell your needing to be right, maybe. Maybe sell your rugged individualism. Since this amazing God owns you now in your baptism, right? You realize something like, if God's able to take away my fear of death and my death, isn't he capable of providing for all my needs in this life? Huh? It's that otherworld-like shift in consciousness. It can feel like another old familiar hymn says, I once was lost and now I'm found, was blind and now I see, right? Or it might be like this, you are accepted for who you are in the death of Christ on the cross, and everyone else you encounter is accepted as equally as you are. And yes, every situation you are in is accepted as well. And you know what? It's all part of God's plan, and it's something good, even when you can't see it. It's like those kind of moments when nothing maybe externally has really changing in your life. It's not changing, but it's all different. You see it different. You see how life really is, and it's not bad. It's good, huh? And in the light of that kingdom world breaking in to your moment, you know, even tragedy has become blessing. You know, like the recovering alcoholics who I hear say, I'm so grateful to be an alcoholic because I would never have grown like this if I hadn't been an alcoholic. Isn't that something? That's one of those. And it's like St. Paul, who after his spiritual breakthrough said, you know, I count everything else as garbage compared to knowing Christ and being known by him. That's that experience. All else pales in comparison when, in any given moment, you have this breakthrough of what some people have called the other world in the midst of this world. Huh? the kingdom of God breaking into this world, not just at your death, but right here now in this world. So have no fear, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, right? To bring you through to the other side in this life as well as the life beyond, kind of like Alice through the looking glass, right? Or like Dorothy waking up in the land of Oz in living color, or Joseph breaking through to radical forgiveness of something that should never have been forgiven in Egypt. Or elderly Abraham and Sarah, you know, following God wherever God tells them to go and getting pregnant after all, the other world breaking into this world, huh? The upside down kind of kingdom that Jesus says this about in this story. He wants us to stay alert because he said when the master comes, he's going to have the slaves sit down at the banquet table and he will serve them. What a concept, huh? Isn't that crazy? That's the kind of kingdom the Father has chosen to give you. That kind. To do is be open to it. Be awake, alert. After all, it's your Father's good pleasure.